Reporting by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain is hours away from launching a COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Staffers with the National Health Service, nursing home residents, and their caregivers on Tuesday will begin to receive the first of two doses of a vaccine jointly developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The initiative will start nearly a week after the government's medical regulatory agency granted emergency approval for the vaccine, making Britain the first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations. The approval came weeks after Pfizer announced the vaccine had been shown to be more than 90% effective after its first clinical trial, final clinical trial, I should say. Canada announced that on Monday it will receive its first doses of the same vaccine by the end of December. Here in the U.S., health regulators will meet Thursday to consider whether to authorize emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a second meeting a week later to discuss another vaccine under development by U.S.-based biotechnology company Moderna. The Trump administration turned down a chance last summer to buy millions of additional doses of one of the leading coronavirus vaccine contenders. That decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of doses until manufacturer Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. The revelation comes a day before President Trump aimed to take credit for the speedy development of forthcoming coronavirus vaccines at a White House summit on Tuesday. Pfizer's vaccine is expected to be endorsed by the panel of the Food and Drug Administration advisors as soon as this week. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has reportedly chosen retired General Lloyd Austin to become his defense secretary. Austin served under former President Barack Obama, overseeing forces in the Middle East as head of the U.S. Central Command. He would also be the first black person to run the Pentagon. The news was first reported by Politico. The vote counting is underway in Ghana's national election, which ended Monday evening. The poll represents a tight battle between President Nana Akufo-Addo of the New Patriotic Party and his rival John Mahama of the National Democratic Congress Party. The race marks the third time they have faced off against each other. Ghanaian voters are choosing between 12 presidential candidates and members of the parliament for residents in 275 districts. Key issues among voters include education, health, unemployment, and the country's infrastructure, that is. Election authorities are aiming to have the results by Tuesday evening. Ethiopia's government is denying that northern forces, whom its troops have fought for a month, would be able to mount a guerrilla insurgency. Federal troops have seized the regional capital from the former local ruling party, the Tigray's People's Liberation Front, and declared an end to their month-long offensive. But the TPLF leaders say they are fighting back on various fronts. Ethiopia's experts fear a drawn-out insurgency with a destabilizing impact around East Africa. The United States on Monday placed Nigeria on a religious freedom blacklist, paving the way for potential sanctions if it does not improve its record. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, did not elaborate on reasons for including Nigeria, which has a delicate balance between Muslims and Christians. Other nations on the blacklist include Myanmar and North Korea. The U.S. House of Representatives voted on Monday to welcome Hong Kong residents to live temporarily here in the U.S., vowing to be a beacon for rights as China clamps down in the territory. The House moved by consensus to issue so-called temporary protective status for 5 years to Hong Kong residents, meaning that people from the financial hub will have the right to work in the United States and will not be subject to deportation. The initiative must be approved by the Senate, but enjoys support across party lines, unlike the previous bid by Democrats to extend the Venezuelans, effectively blocked by President Trump and his Republican Party. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.